Good morning. This is Jason Nemro. You're listening to Cohen Meander. And I'm in an interesting state for me. Work-wise, no. I'm always in an interesting state. Can I say it? And now I'm doing this off the cuff, so I'm not going to have... It isn't all nicely broken down in a nice PowerPoint that I'm going over. So, yeah. Anyway, 3:30 in the morning. I don't need to go very fast because I really want to catch the Sam's Club gas prices. I'm always making adjustments to what I do. I'm not a very good rut person, as obvious with my employment. I'm always changing up my employment. Anyway, and let me get my speed going here. I'm going to stay at about 70 instead of 75. Pushing it that extra 5 miles an hour, I think, does a real number to the gas mileage. I'm trying to get better gas mileage if I didn't drive so fast. Anyway. So this has to do with what I'm looking for currently in employment. I'm in my late 50s. I try to self-regulate myself rather than going to doctors, and I don't know if I do a great job at all. And this comes up because an opportunity is coming that looks suspiciously like my old oil exploration, marine oil exploration job. It looks like that, except it's got that silly thing of being classified. I don't know if it's a contract with the Navy. I have no idea. But it's 11 weeks on and 6 weeks off. And every year you do three rotations of each. Anyway, so, and I'm probably really decently situated in every other way, except for I have to pass a health exam. And it's like, God, would I ever be able to pass that health exam? Oh, I don't think so. I don't think I manage my problems well enough. And I don't think even if I have problems, and even if I might, which I don't think I do, if I might manage it well, I don't think they want me anyway. So, but I'm letting it ride for now. It hasn't become anything too obnoxious yet. This is going to be the second time since I worked offshore that I'm attempting to work offshore, which really probably isn't something that somebody my age really needs to be doing. How about that? So, chances of me getting that one probably isn't very good, but, you just never know. Just never know. And that's one of the things about my job hunting. I've got a whole page on my wiki about job hunting. my collaborative wiki of one. It's all I've got. It's just this one thing. So and all this is spelled out in there, so I'm trying to go from memory off of what I think is there, and we just do that. The first thing, never really stop looking for your next job. I developed that. I started doing that when I was about 45. And I was, I've been doing a job for about 8 years. And there was just a question of, is this really how I want to spend the rest of my life? I didn't get paid much, honestly. I was bored, and let me tell you, I don't do bored well, and so I sat down, I said to myself, you know what, I'm going to pursue opportunities, and more interesting opportunities, and still trying to kind of do that. And I need to share this with other people. Like this whole thing about, wow, you're going to do this kind of work offshore on a boat for so many hours a day, every day, yada, yada, yada. You know, basically kind of a Navy job. Because that's kind of interesting. Although once you're out there, you know, I don't know how interesting it really ends up being. As I recall, the actual job was kind of boring too. And I don't know. So I may just end up saying, you know what, this is just me doing the kind of work I do now, just doing it in a kind of an interesting place. You know, it's basically an office job at sea, which is like, I don't know. So that's one of my things. Some opportunities have slipped past me on occasion. Especially when I was younger, I tend to entertain them a whole lot more now. That's one of my big things. I'm sitting here thinking because I'm trying to look through what I've been looking at. Basically, I'm looking at work from home jobs. I spend an awful lot of time and money and life sitting in cars. So, you know, I can make these recordings. That's kind of interesting. And I've done that for a while. You know, I've been doing kind of traveling jobs from Tucumcari for when did I start? 2005? I was doing a traveling job. Anyway, so, and now it's almost 2025, so I've been doing this kind of traveling garbage for about 20 years. Anyway, so, this is all necessitated by the fact that right now I have a contract job. I'm doing something that that isn't going to last that long. And it's kind of interesting from a certain aspect, although it's mostly just dealing with an IT bureaucracy, which makes me nuts. So, but the money was really good. that was what basically made me jump from my last job, which was really starting to grate on me because I was really losing a lot of life. There was an hour commute every day, along with long days, 10-hour days. Although I had three-day weekends every week, which was nice. Right now I only have three-day weekends every other week, and I work 9 hours a day. My commute's gotten longer, but I actually get to get home. Before, I would go out to my boat parked on the crash site and commute in and out of work from there. And that works pretty good. I make enough money so that if it seems like the weather's going to be dicey, I can get a place to stay in town. I can just get a motel room or something. Anyway, this was all necessitated by the fact that, number one, there was two things that hit at exactly the same time. I found out that there had been word that it would just be an ongoing contract where I work now. And then I found out that they really weren't intending on paying for that contract for any more than it comes up. This is currently toward the end of May. It's almost my birthday. And it's going to end in September. They don't intend on this contract job going on past September. So it's like, oh, well, I've already got a built-in. I need to be doing something else. So have I been looking for another job? Yeah. Yeah, and it might happen quicker than at the end of the contract period. You go, yeah, just, there's nothing fixed to this contract. I didn't sign it says, and you shall work until such a day. You know, they said there's another couple of jobs coming up, but can I be honest? I find myself disenchanted with doing system administration all the time. Boring, just kind of goofball work that I don't find myself terribly interested in. Anyway, so I'm there's another job that I'm going for that I find much more interesting. It's interesting. One way it's interesting is I'll be sleeping out of the boat again, and for at least a couple of days a week. It's a teaching job at a community college. I've done this on and off, things like this on and off for many years. So that one's actually the one that looks the most promising and interesting right now. And the great part is, okay, there's kind of a three-pronged approach I have to this, because things are getting a little interesting at home. I've been ignoring home things too much. Leases, Lisa ends up being on her own a lot. I think she's dealing with things that's difficult for her. She's dealing with things on her own. She's very, I think she likes she likes her autonomy. She likes doing what she does without having to consider other people particularly with it. Although right now it's, life's weird, and it seems like she doesn't do an awful lot, but that's neither here nor there. Ooh, there's better gas prices as you get out of Tucumcari. 3.17 out here. It's a couple of cents cheaper. Of course, I'm going for my job, my thing at Sam's Club in Amarillo, which is usually about a quarter cheaper gas. Sorry, little sideline. The three things that I'm really looking for on this one. Either one to make significantly more money. I usually don't jump unless a job makes me 15, $20,000 a year more than the last job did. My last jump was only 7,000 more a year, but that's significant enough. Okay, so that's one thing. And these things aren't usually a combination, but sometimes they can be. The other number two is working from home. I want to be around home more so I can help Lisa more with things. Lately it's I like helping out Lisa, doing her dishes for her. I do take care of a lot of things that she doesn't want to get involved with, and I understand that, Lisa's just not that type, and that's okay. Not everybody has to be that whole, we all push together toward things, and I'm not a traditional guy that way. I'm okay with a very soft division of labor. If something is usually Lisa's job, I'm not like, well, that's your job. I don't do that. It's like, no, I'll do that. I can't do it all the time. I can't do it very often just because of the scheduling. Although at some point in the future, I'm only 5 years. This is another thing that kind of informs it, although it's not one of the big three, is I really am kind of world weary of what I do right now for money. It's very lucrative, but I don't really like it all that much. And so, I keep doing it because, because the money's good. Although the conditions of it is I drive a lot, I wear out vehicles. And it costs me, I'm getting to the point to where it looks like I'm gonna be at least once a week I'm gonna be sleeping in a motel. So I can go to the temple, and I might not. I don't know if I'm going to do it every week, but I try because I've been in the in the habit lately of at least trying to go to the temple once a week, if not twice a week, I was doing in Albuquerque. So, anyway, more money, work from home opportunity, or improving my pension. I am, like I said, I am quite close to pension taking time, just a few more years. And, fact, I think I qualify for my pension this time next year. I can start taking my pension money, and I want to maximize that. Since it's education doesn't pay all that fantastically. Although I've had some pretty good. The best paying job I had was in education. It was being the chief information officer of a little bitty college here. And it didn't last, and nobody had any idea that it would last, I don't think. Anyway, I got to put in that time for 6 months it wasn't bad. It was about 5 or 6 months. Anyway, at a really high rate. We'll just have to see how this goes otherwise. Anyway, I'm looking at going and doing teaching now. I think teaching would be interesting in that I can change it up a lot. I'm going to actually be kind of the department head, and I'm going to get to. We'll just see if they offer it to me. There's a reasonable chance I will get it offered to me because it's career technical education. I think there's a couple of particular classes they want me to do, but they weren't very specific. And it might be interesting in that I can keep the job I have, but switch it up a little bit. You know, let's get somebody to teach this class. Let's get somebody to teach that class. Let's do this and let's do that. And I'm kind of interested. I need to get I'm going to go ahead and email some of my stuff to the people who will be considering, because I want to be considered more than normal. So I want to put myself in that kind of a position. Anyway, so and that one's really good because that one would help boost the pension, which is really quite important to me. The other great thing is, hey, I get my summers off. I haven't had that in ages. Ooh, there's a beautiful moon out there. Not quite a full moon, but a beautiful moon in my rear view mirror. And, wow, nice. Nice, nice. That's almost how I track the passage of time, is in full moons. I like full moons. I like the stars. Let me tell you, there was nothing more amazing out at the crash site, because there's just not a lot of light pollution. There actually is quite a bit from Albuquerque, but it's far away. And I was looking. When you look up at the stars, you know, most people can't see the band of the Milky Way with the naked eye. And I can. It's fantastic. from the crash site. Lots of stars, beautiful. And it doesn't get cloudy there very much, so you can see it practically every night that you're out there. And it's really, really amazing. And it's really neat that I still get to use the crash site. You know, I don't, when I don't need it, I tend to abandon it. And, you know, I haven't abandoned it all that much. I bought that property at the end of 2020. And stayed out there quite a bit. And I'm, you know, I don't know what I am. I tend to downplay me an awful lot. And I do get bored fast with the same old, same old. I'm not into the same old, same old. I need stuff to look forward to. I need a little bit of churn. And most jobs just do not give you that. The more specialized you become, the more you tend to do the same things. And it's not very exciting. I've been trying to go more for the engineering jobs, but they don't have a lot of those at a distance. They want you close by. And there is a whole lot of, you know, it just ends up being gut work, which is really, really quite sad. People don't need a really dynamic, dynamic situation. And it is, man, I come up with new, with new pieces of software built on different, built with different languages, built in different ways. I'm really kind of avoiding container stuff because, it's kind of a pain in the butt. And can I be honest? For all of it, trying to not require so many resources, it requires a lot of resources. That's what I think is so hilarious about it. It's actually just a different way of doing things, and it's kind of caught fire. But from just a resource standpoint, I don't think it's really all that compelling. Sits somewhere between virtualization and bare metal servers. And I don't want to get onto that too much. So Those are my three big things right now. Either better money, and maybe I need to raise up a fourth and drop off one of the ones. You know, I'm not sure money is the big thing. I would rather do something. The problem is I'm not really in a good position for travel. Those guys really want, if they're going to fly you somewhere to make you do something, they really want you to be close to a major airport. And I'm very far away from a major airport. You know, probably the closest major airport I have, and I don't think Albuquerque even qualifies, would be Denver. And I'm nowhere near Denver, just not near Denver. So I'm not going to be getting those kinds of field jobs because, you know, they're kind of, just don't tend to have them. if I wanted them back, I would go back to one of the jobs I had. Like, I would go back to, oh, the job that started all this, kind of just keep on working and doing interesting things all the time. So I may not want to drop off other things. The thing about those traveling jobs is that while I'm out, like right now, I have to pay for all my living. And it's and I used to make quite a bit off of per diem. I used to get a per diem when I traveled. And I got really good at being cheap about it. I had an annual camping pass for state parks. State parks, I'm having my cucumber. State parks in New Mexico have showers, most of them. And I was sitting there thinking one day, and I went, why am I spending all this money? sleeping in motel rooms, and they would tend to be kind of ratty. Because all I do is I go to sleep, and I wake up, take a shower, and leave. You know, I don't do anything too exotic out there. And so I started camping. And I got into it, you know, it was kind of cool. Did tent camping for years. Had a couple of pretty nice tents get torn up, mostly by park rangers who were trying to do me some kind of weird favor, which I didn't consider a favor at all. And they would tear up my tents, just destroy them. You know, oh, this works, but I'm gonna take care of it. And it's like, yeah, thanks. You just destroyed a $100 tent. Thank you. So that's where came. I slept in my vehicle, and I had gotten into making adjustments to it so they were better to sleep in. And that's where the sailboat actually came from. It's actually just a rather extravagant tent. Since I wasn't traveling from place to place, I was just, you know, I just had a remote place, why it's called a crash site. That was how I got into taking the boat and parking it somewhere and sleeping in that. I had a really nice setup in Fritch. I was there close to Lake Meredith, and they have free showers. And it was I had a pretty good system worked out there. But then that's just me going after money. And it's like, you know what? I'm trading too much life off for money. Money's a good thing, but it's not. It doesn't do a whole lot. It does let me go to the temple more often, which is really nice. I'll be going to the temple tomorrow night. Anyway, oh boy, the moon is just getting to the horizon behind me, and it's getting darker and bigger, and that's cool. It's cool. It's kind of going from yellow to orange here. Anyway, so I've got my feelers out for a more interesting opportunity. I'm thinking that I might be able to be a little more flexible with my teaching jobs because I can I can do more interesting things, and I can change things up a bit. Oh, so that's what I do for employment. I try to change things up a lot. I don't like, boy, Lisa talks about her ruts. Now, I think she's just a normal person. I think most people don't mind ruts. I think they like stable and steady. Me personally, eh. I like a little churn. So, I am really interested to see if I get this lecturer position. And it's interesting. There's a roundabout way I did this. They're called affirmations. It's not exclusive to a guy named Douglas Adams. Not Douglas, Scott Adams. Scott Adams used to do the Dilbert comic. He used affirmations to get himself the job he wanted to do, which is being a cartoonist. And it's almost like, you know what? It was one of the first times when I really said, you know what? This really constitutes almost a prayer. And I think it must, because God, I think, uses the presence of affirmation, which is just telling yourself, I will be a cartoonist. And it seems like the universe aligns to give you what you want. Once I used it to make I asked for $2 million. And I think at the end of my life, I will have amassed $2 million. You know, I mean, you spend it too, so you can't really get too weird about it. And one of my big affirmations, and I did it way back in 2004, was to be a writer, a speaker and lecturer, that kind of a thing, to be one of those kind of people that they, you know, they invite them in, they come and they speak about whatever they speak about. Now, I usually do a much better job as a speaker because I'm a good writer, I'm told. And I read the stuff I write. I think I read the stuff I write pretty well. I didn't know if I really wanted to do like the lecture circuit. I don't know. So I did that affirmation. I find it interesting that this lecturer thing is really, it's one of the things from the 2004 affirmation run. And that's how affirmations work. You sit there and you say, I will be such and such. Now, my biggest thing is I want to accomplish whatever God wants me to accomplish. I don't know what that is exactly. Or better yet, better said, I want to open myself up to God's possibilities of what He wants me to do, which might be quite different than what I've ever done before. And that's kind of a good thing. Anyway, so, I don't know. But we'll see. I there was actually this fellow that said, I really want to get with you about what you want in life and things like that. And it's like, you know what? I'm not sure I know what I want in life. But I'm still searching. I haven't given up. I hope that counts for something good in my life, you know, to say something wonderful needs to happen. Or, well, not needs, but I am open to something really interesting coming about, you know, and I've got a bit of a pension, and it's going to happen to me whether I do anything about it or not. It wouldn't be bad to have it be a little better, but I think that's all it will end up being is just a little better. I'd rather just be doing something, and because let me tell you, doing something always makes more money than not doing something, even if you're living off banked up stuff. And that's probably another thing that I need to add to my I don't know if I still call it job hunting page, or if I need to make a new page about kind of the split, because I've kind of kept those two together and I probably need to split them off and explore other things. Is that you want to do more things that seem, you know, I probably have been looking at it wrong all this time now that I'm thinking about it. And so, you know, because people are trying, oh, I'm trying to find myself. And you go, you know what? What if these journeys are what you are at the end of the day? Is that what you are? And if that is what you are, then you want to keep doing it. You don't want to do the same thing over and over. You don't want to stagnate. And so you aren't going to have the same job for very long. You know, people say, I want you to help me with something. And you go, oh, well, you know, how do you come up with these things? It says, I'm really not all that, you know, How do you market? It says that's probably what I need is some marketing. I was listening to this fella, and he is an interesting person. Did he get really wealthy? I think he really ended up getting very, very wealthy. At least doing well. He never styled himself a writer. He went to school to be a lawyer. And he had a tough time being a lawyer. He didn't make lawyers happy because he didn't behave the way lawyers do. And I find that I don't make the people that I work for very happy either. I think too much. I'm trying to improve things too much. And I tend to make more trouble than I'm worth. I wonder how one would market that. So I think I need to write this stuff down somewhere, put it out there, and say, okay, here's my stuff. Kind of scattershotted, kind of tricky. And I can't even express it in words in this setting very well at all. So it's like, well, shoot, what do I do? I'm too early. I need to slow down even more so I can hit this gas station at the right time. I'm about half an hour before I should be. So I think I might need to slow down a little bit more. Wow. Let's do that. Oops. That's something else. I'm passing people. I don't need to be passing people. Anyway, so you know, I need to keep thinking about this. This is Jason Nemro. I'm gonna go ahead and stop this. It's about an hour, and talked about this stuff, and maybe dropping off one of my things. And which the funny thing is, chances are, if I drop off making more money, what am I likely to do? Make more money, because it's just kind of the nature of things. Regardless, I need to go ahead and end this. And so, thanks for listening to Cohen Meander. My name's Jason Nemro, and let me finish with the priestly blessing. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord cause his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift his countenance toward you and give you peace.